This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has cut short his state visit to Saudi Arabia and decided to return to India today following a terror attack in Pahalgam, Jammu and Kashmir. The Prime Minister was originally scheduled to return today night and now he will reach India early in the morning today. The Prime Minister also skipped the official dinner hosted by Saudi Arabia yesterday in view of the terror incident. Despite the shortened trip, the Prime Minister's visit to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia yielded several key outcomes. Four important agreements were signed between the two nations during the bilateral engagements. In Jammu and Kashmir, many tourists were injured and several others reportedly killed yesterday when unidentified terrorists attacked a group of tourists in Pahalgam area of South Kashmir's Anantnag district. The attack took place in the Besaran forest area of Pahalgam, around 85 kilometers from Srinagar headquarters. The attack left several tourists injured along with casualties. However, exact number of injured and dead tourists is yet to be confirmed. Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister Omar Abdullah said the death toll is still being ascertained and will be officially conveyed as the situation becomes clearer. The injured have been admitted to the district medical facility. A joint search operation has been launched by the Indian Army and J&K Police in the general area of Besaran, Pahalgam, Anantnag. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have condemned the terrorist attack on tourists in Pahalgam. Terming it as a shocking and painful incident, the President said it is dastardly and inhuman act which must be condemned unequivocally. Prime Minister Modi said those behind this heinous act will be brought to justice and will not be spared. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said their evil agenda will never succeed. He also expressed his condolences to those who have lost their loved ones and prayed for the injured to recover at the earliest. Mr. Modi added that all possible assistance is being provided to those affected. Leaders across party lines strongly condemned the terror attack in Pahalgam. Meanwhile, Union Home Minister Mr. Amit Shah landed in Srinagar yesterday evening and proceeded directly to Raj Bhavan amid a major security clampdown across Jammu and Kashmir, following an attack on tourists in Pahalgam. Mr. Amit Shah held a meeting with senior officials. Sources said that Mr. Shah is scheduled to visit the site of the militant attack in Besaran near Pahalgam today. He will be accompanied by Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha. Mr. Shah is also expected to interact with eyewitnesses and visit the hospitals where the injured are being treated. While the official death toll is still being finalized, senior government sources said that 26 people, including two foreign nationals and two local Kashmiris, have lost their lives. Earlier, Union Home Minister Amit Shah briefed Prime Minister Modi the Pahalgam terror attack incident. J&K government has set up round-the-clock emergency help desk for tourists in Srinagar and Anantnag. The emergency control room at Srinagar is 0194-2457-543, 0194-2483-651, and ADC Srinagar's helpline is 700-6058623. The District Administration Anantnag Control Room Healthline is 0193-222-237-7780-885759-969-798-2527 and 600-636-5245. US President Donald Trump has extended full support and deepest sympathies to Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the people of India in the wake of the terrorist attack on Kashmir. President Trump wrote on Truth Social that it is deeply disturbing news out of Kashmir. He said that the US stands along with India against terrorism and the country pray for the souls of those lost and for the recovery of the injured. He added that Prime Minister Modi and the incredible people of India have our full support and deepest sympathies. Our hearts are with you all. The embassy of Iran in New Delhi has strongly condemned the terrorist attack in the city of Pahalgam in Jammu and Kashmir. In a social media post, the embassy of Iran has extended its heartfelt condolences to the government and people of India, especially to the families of the victims, and wished a speedy recovery and good health to the injured. Russian Ambassador to India Denis Zalapov, who also expressed his condolences to the people and the government of India over the heinous terror attack against tourists in Pahalgam. He said Russia resolutely stands with India. And that is the end of this news bulletin.